One of the highlights of my summer was a visit to the Dylan Lewis Sculpture Garden in Stellenbosch. I always admire the two sculptures of Cheetah in Kirstenbosch, so it came as a surprise to find an exquisite sculpture of a small domestic cat near the entrance of the sculpture garden. This sculpture is a memorial to Scarlatti, Dylan Lewis's muse, a jet-black oriental cat with long ears and a regal bearing. Scarlatti loved to follow Dylan and the guests around the gardens until he got too old, and then he would sit on top of the stairs and observe. He died aged 18, and his memorial is close to the roundhouse, where he used to like to sleep in a cardboard box by the heater. Dylan named his cat after Domenico Scarlatti, a composer he's always enjoyed, and aptly enough, there was a piece by Scarlatti called The Cat's Fugue. Legend has it that Scarlatti's cat Pulcinella leapt on the harpsichord one day and walked up the keyboard. Scarlatti jotted down the notes and based a fugue on the surprising intervals. It's only in the early 19th century that the term cat's fugue was first used. It first appears in 1802 in Clementi's book on practical harmony, where Scarlatti's fugue in G minor is listed as the celebrated cat's fugue. Later, an edition of the fugue by Calcott shows four musical cats on the cover. One plays the piano, one a flute, and two listen attentively. It was under the title The Cat's Fugue that the work was performed by Franz Liszt, and the name stuck. Whatever the origins of the unusual theme, the fugue is an interesting work, with Scarlatti skillfully knitting together a four-part fugue out of an unlikely, rather dissonant subject. Scarlatti's Cat's Fugue in G minor, K30, is played here by harpsichordist Elaine Comparone. Thank you. was harpsichordist Elaine Comperone playing Scarlatti's Cat's Fugue. You can hear this bonbon again if you go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.